Welcome to the podcast for the sisters and bros. It will make you laugh from your head to your toes. Talking about their lives, from the highs to the lows. And the name of the title goes, The Sloppy Joes.
Welcome everyone to the Sloppy Joes podcast. Joe is sat upright like he needs the toilet. Did you ever have elocution lessons?
What?
Did you ever have like speech like therapy?
What, like on? Did you? Because
no.
You sound like you might need it in a minute. Did you ever have that?
Never. I was a great speaker from one. What was your first word?
I don't know. What was yours?
I don't know either.
Chips.
Why don't they tell us chips? No.
It's always baba da da mama mama gaga baba slaba baba, isn't it? It's never like perfume.
Or
gargantuan. I think the first word that they often take, do you know what I mean? When it's like, we must take your first answer.
Of course.
I think it's just yada dada mama dada, like testing out the mouth rather than actually trying to say, mum, you know, give me a bit of that boob.
I've heard.
Do you know what I mean? It's not a word, it's just a sound that we associate with babies.
I think the dada is easier to say, apparently.
Is it?
Dada. Yeah, dada.
Because it's just testing the lips, isn't it? Well, there's no lip involved, actually. Dada.
Dada. Like, mama is testing the lips. That's why dada's probably easier to say.
Yeah.
Joe Smith, everybody. Ethan James.
Hey.
There he is.
Hello,
you're
everyone.
You're looking a clip, mate.
I am looking a bit of a clip, aren't I?
What does that mean again?
Clip means a bit of a state, Drew. A bit of a disgrace,
so
really.
you do a haircut. We can all see that.
Yeah.
But you've also come in slightly sort of soiled and downtrodden a little bit physically.
Run to the station, Drew, to drop off munition. I was telling her, it's fine. We've got bags of time. We ended up getting dropped outside the station with 6 minutes to go. So off I ran with the big bag.
Ran.
Tell me he raced munition to the station. I thought, what?
What, like?
Yeah.
Like Top Gear. She went in an old Nissan, a Nissan Sunny, and you went there in a light aircraft. What do you mean you raced her there? Weren't you there together?
Well, yeah, and on that bombshell, we got there in time. You'll be
love
right
that.
Here,
hey, listen, before we get going and breaking Joe's,
right.
We're doing a live show, and there's about 4 tickets left.
Yeah.
If you're coming as well, we're toying with the idea of a talent show.
Yeah.
But I'm not talking like, oh, I can do Pavarotti.
Well, I'd like that.
Oh, if you can do Pavarotti,
if you can hit me with a Nessun Dolma, then give it me, but...
I'm talking maybe the smaller things in life that you class as a talent that you can do. If you come into the live show, please get involved. SloppyJoesPodcast@gmail.com. Yeah. There will be a big prize and a special guest judge as well.
Yeah.
Special.
Yeah. So something like, here's my special talent.
Wow. That's quite good, that, isn't it?
Mm.
No judgment, big or small,
quite
either.
Quite loud.
Ethan's talent, go.
I can do the hula hoop. I can do that thing. That was all
Did
right.
Did you put your hand there? Or was that just all pit?
Oh, no, that was just a bit of hand.
Was there? What's your special talent, Joe?
Humming and whistling at the same time. Do you like that? I could probably just do. I can do Brown Eyed Girl by Van Morrison as well. Hey now, here we go.
That's not a talent.
Days when the rain. Yeah, it is. If someone wants to sing.
Oh yeah, they can sing.
Sing.
I can make a guinea pig noise. Have I done that on here before?
I think you have, yeah, and it was massively underwhelming. But let's go do it
on.
Again. It sounds like a human doing a guinea pig sound. But basically, talent big, talent small. Let us know. SloppyJoesPodcast@gmail.com. Let us know if you're coming to the show and if you've got a talent. We're going to get a little talent show going on. Like I said, special guest judge will be there. And if you win, there's big prizes to be handed out. So Sloppy Joe's birthday party live. Make sure you check it out. And if you ain't got a ticket already, there's a couple left. So go and get that.
If you don't buy the ticket, you don't win the raffle.
Exactly. Yeah. What's your biggest ever fall?
I broke my elbow once.
Really?
Yeah, I told you about this.
Did you?
I don't know. The year is 2006. The portaloo has been installed at Valley Comprehensive School. Because basically it was falling down and the next year we were set to move to a new build.
Oh, yeah.
But so for the last 18 months, the whole place went to shit. It was built in the 60s.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
All the windows were smashed, whatever.
Why?
No, but just like cracked.
Yeah.
All that film that they stopped to get, that they put on the windows to stop kids getting like infrared eye, has all been peeled off the science block.
Red eye.
Yeah, I put my hands on an electric plug in science, electrocuted my entire body. My teacher told me off, nearly died. But so instead of like replacing the plumbing in the toilets, we just bought in porta cabins.
Yeah, of course.
So do you know those like big metal containers?
Yeah, not like a
standing porta loo, the big metal container that always seems to fall off the back of a ship that crashes like somewhere off the coast of Egypt or whatever. And everyone's getting tellies out of them. But it was basically, it's one of them, two doors on it, and like a wooden, couple of wooden steps that goes up across a little like thing.
Crikey.
And then you go in. So you go up a couple of wooden steps and then up above round that is like an arm rail so you don't fall off. And I was messing about and I shut the big metal door on my mate who was in there trapping him in.
Oh, you're a bit of a laugh, yeah.
Bit of banter.
It's good fun.
And then when he got out, I let him out, he sort of burst out. And because he was sort of threatening me as a joke, I got scared. And instead of running down the stairs, I ran the other way towards basically just a railing. I mean, like a wooden fence, like I couldn't get out that way. So instead of going, oh shit, you've got me, give me a dead arm, whatever it's going to be. I thought, I'm going to go for this. So I ran and just tried to jump it.
Oh,
but I've already gone up three steps.
Oh, no.
This is now a 3.5-4 foot fence.
No.
So I'm like 6 foot, 7 foot in the air, catch my toe.
Oh, and just, no.
And I'm just head first going down to the ground, put my hands out, obviously. And as I landed, elbow broke. And I was just like, it's gone.
Oh, that's awful. And then I went
to the hospital, had it in a... Because they don't put your elbow in a cast either.
Yeah.
Because they don't want it to lock up.
Yeah.
So it was just in a sling. So it was still moving about. It's so painful.
Ethan, big falls?
Big fall, that one.
Oh, that well, fall. I'd probably say the biggest fall I know of was when Adam ate the forbidden fruit. And that was the start of the fall of man.
Eve who ate the forbidden fruit.
Yeah, come on. It's always the woman.
What?
Don't know.
Just no. They both ate the forbidden fruit.
Right. Okay.
Did they break their elbow? Or?
No, it was the fall of mankind as we knew it, and that's why we are the way we are today.
Do you believe that was a fall, though, or if anything, that was an enlightening, wasn't
it? What is the forbidden fruit like? Is it tasty? Because I'd probably fucking eat
you'd
it.
You'd
eat
it. So in the Bible, the snake brings it to Eve, and it's like, honestly, I know he's told me not to trust me, or whatever.
Yeah.
Taste that; it's so good.
Fucking well, mate.
You'd have already gone. I had three of them yesterday.
Yeah.
As soon as he said, "Don't eat it," I thought that must be the best thing.
We had it on delivery, mate.
Yeah.
Fucking sound.
Yeah, I got bison to bring it to me on Deliveroo.
You're late. I'd be cooking it into a nice crumble, bit of a pie.
You'd have a little forbidden fruit taco, wouldn't you?
Yeah. It's not the fall of man. If anything, it's the start of man.
Yeah, exactly.
Look where we are now.
I know.
Ethan. Yeah, look where we are now, eh? Isn't it great?
Yeah, they didn't have cheese in a can in the Garden of Eden, did
cheese,
they?
Do we have cheese in a can now?
Yeah. Squeezy cheese, you've never have it.
That's not Primula. A can, though, is it?
You can have it... Sprayable onto a cracker.
Yeah, sprayable. Yeah. Well, I thought a can was like a can of beans.
No.
Not a block of cheddar in a can of beans, do you?
What have you been up to anyway?
We went away.
Again?
Not again.
Yeah,
again. Just for a night.
I only got away
for a day and somehow it's the worst day of your life.
Why do you keep going away all the time for one day? Why don't you just go for like a week somewhere?
Because sometimes you get boring. I think it's my mind.
ADHD.
Really, yeah. Went away to a... What we thought was just like a nice spa weekend.
Oof, lovely.
But I'll tell you this.
The one on Deansgate?
No, not the one on Deansgate. That's 24 hours. Yeah, I couldn't stay in there for 24 hours.
How long did you go on this trip for?
26, 27. So we found a little deal near where Becky lives. Mine and Becky's 6-year anniversary.
Don't you live
and
together?
Yeah. No, it's like where her hometown is. Grimsby, Cleethorpes Way. I found this spa and there was a deal on. Fucking hell. Spas, what's your opinion on spas? Like,
I mean, ones in Grimsby that have a deal on aren't exactly like what you imagine when you think relaxation, is it? Some bloke trying to give you cockles and not in a good
Grimsby,
way.
It was about a 30-minute drive. Well, we dropped the dog off, book with Becky's mum and dad.
Right.
So they had a great time there.
So before I give my opinion, what are the facilities of this spa? Because sometimes if you go on like... What's it called? The hotel website, Trivago, whatever.
Yeah, yeah.
It will say spa facilities.
Yeah.
You get there, there's a pool that's the size of this table.
Yeah.
And a room that's slightly hotter than the room that you're normally in. Or sometimes it's like plunge pools, free massage, you know, multiple different size pools.
Free massages?
Part of the package, the Olympic size pool, the sauna, the steam room. You know, sometimes it's the full works, hot coals.
Yes, hot coals.
Or, you know, was it that or was it basically, you know, a Magnum ice lolly?
Here's what I want to say. The hotel room was absolutely lovely.
Right.
Isn't it mad? Do you go into the hotel room and turn on your TV to see what channels they've got?
Yeah, every time.
I couldn't believe it. The film four. Like looking around, it's Becky. Like,
Film 4's been free on Freeview for about 15 minutes.
I can't believe how excited I get by just seeing TV channels that I can get at home.
And sometimes, though, when you go into a hotel room, they've got TV channels you can't get home.
Like, what?
You're like, you go in there. No. You go in there and you're like, how have they got Satanta? How have they got Irish channels in here? Like, they're tuned into a different Al Jazeera. Where did this come from?
I don't know, but I find that fascinating. I love seeing what the coffee facilities are.
Yeah.
Although Becky won't drink coffee now in the room because she heard that someone wants. Wash their shitty underwear in a kettle in a hotel room.
When you say they heard that someone once did that,
wasn't me. I just lob them out. I'd go commando.
Mm-hmm.
Someone once had a shitty knickers and cleaned them like in the boiling water of the kettle, and she won't drink from a kettle again in a hotel room.
When you think about it, there are a few crucial elements in a hotel that don't get washed.
True.
Like, never lay on the carpet of a hotel.
Oh, yeah.
You know, you're walking into ringworm territory there, aren't you? The bed is fine, except the little, do you know the little throw that they put over the bottom of the bed?
That's not
getting washed. The interior of the kettle, scarcely getting washed.
Yeah,
I can't imagine the TV remote is getting a wipe down very often.
No.
So there's certain things that just don't, never lick the Bible. Never lick, as much as you
Depends
might want
what page
to.
It is.
That's true, yeah. No one's reading, you know, Ramesses or whatever it's called.
That was a good get and you got it.
Ancient Egypt.
But do you know when they go into those hotel rooms and they put like infrared lights on, they see like jizz up the walls?
They put what on it?
Blue lights on it.
Infrared blue. Yeah.
Someone,
usually it's infrared or ultraviolet, but
naughty stuff up the wall. Do you think they've done it on purpose? Like aimed and gone.
Yeah, you see them on sometimes on films and it's like the entire wall, don't you?
Yeah. What's happened there?
I don't know.
Oh, just 812 if you get the reference.
Yeah, you keep saying that. What is that?
What is 812?
Why do you keep saying that? You said it on an episode the other day and I saw it. I was watching the episode back and you said 812 if you get the reference.
I was like,
what are you? Like Eminem? What is this, 812?
Well, that's the number I would have scored if it was one of those boxing machines, but it was judging my my
fluvial
spray.
Yeah.
You couldn't get impact. Over the wall, though, could you?
Could.
You couldn't.
Could, if I wanted to.
You should write
a little poem in it. So that it's like a little. Do you know how? Did you ever used to do it when you were a kid? When you'd like do like a like imaginary ink or whatever.
Yeah.
And you'd have to get lemon juice to reveal it.
It's like in Harry Potter where they write the Chamber of Secrets is now open in blood.
Yeah.
Ethan would do it in. You know.
We've already done that joke.
I've already done that joke.
Yeah, Moan and Myrtle. We did it last time.
Did I say that joke again?
Are you all right?
I don't kind of remember this sort of stuff.
It was about 10 days ago.
Was it?
Yeah.
I said the Jizz Chamber of Secrets joke.
Yeah.
No, it was with my feces blood. Yeah, sorry.
Oh, I can change. Hold on. If it wasn't with Jizz, I'm allowed to say it again.
All right, okay, go on then.
Deal, Ethan?
Say it again and we'll all really love it this time.
Yeah, we'll pretend. This is cut, yeah.
Hotel room was great. Yeah. Food was great. Loved it. The spa elements just let it down.
Right.
Essentially, it was a public gym with a steam room, sauna, and a jacuzzi.
Right.
The jacuzzi, 6 people in max.
Hmm. Well, what do you want? Some sort of big, huge communal jacuzzi?
But it was so busy.
Like it's after a FA Cup final.
There was no room in the jacuzzi.
Right.
There was no room in the jacuzzi. Like, literally no room throughout the entire time we went to the spa. Not a single room. You all right, Ethan?
Yep.
I'm opening a packet of sweets over there, are you?
You having some sweets?
What's that? Werther's Original?
No, it's just some fruit salads.
Oh, don't mind us. Just recording a podcast.
Yeah,
I love that.
Fucking fruit
I'm
salad.
Just getting me water open as well. Sorry, couldn't get to you.
Jacuzzi too small. Also, it's so awkward when you accidentally get in a jacuzzi with other people and like your leg sort of brushes against theirs by accident, and then your sort of hair sort of fluffing about, and it's just like it is awkward, the jacuzzi, isn't it?
Yeah.
Why are you looking like you've had a bad experience?
No, I know what you mean. Your leg touches someone else's leg.
That's a weird moment.
And it's always a 68-year-old woman as well.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Because that's who lives in jacuzzis.
Oh, 100%.
Yeah.
Their wrinkles before she got in. The sauna.
Mm.
Becky's not really been in the sauna a lot. I said, you'll love the sauna. Let's get in the sauna. That it's a weird thing, the sauna, isn't it?
Mm.
You just go into a very hot room
that
smells like wood.
It really smells a lot of wood. And the temptation to piss on the coals is almost overwhelming. Start to finish, all I'm thinking about is, I have to piss on those coals. I've never done it.
Weed in the bucket.
That's what I'm saying.
And then someone else did it.
Oh, really? Getting, doing the devil's work.
From the gym in Cheadle.
Well, how did they know it was him?
I think because they clocked like that CCTV as well. They clocked that he was him, and God. He pissed in the bucket.
But it's I'm so overwhelmed by the urge to piss in the on the coals the entire time. I can't enjoy myself. But they're good. They're meant to be really good for you, though, aren't they?
Yeah, yeah. A lot of Finnish people have them.
Yeah, people who aren't Finnish, people who are, you know, still got plenty in the tank, do it as well.
There's more saunas than people in Finland.
No. You've made that. You've lied there. Why have you done that?
I don't think I have lied. How many saunas are in Finland? Honestly, there's fucking loads. Let me Google it.
How many saunas? What benefit would it be to anyone for there to be more saunas than people? I've got a couple of... That would mean people...
Oh, right. How close am I here, right? Get this.
Right. So how many people are there, first of all?
5 million people in Finland.
Okay. How many saunas?
3 million.
Right.
Hold on. No, there's no one else.
What I will say is...
No. Give me that.
What I will
3 million saunas in Finland?
Is,
are you mental?
That is an impressive ratio. But we're crucially not tipping into that more than one sauna per person area that I deemed impossible, but when, and correctly so.
But when Finland's population was 3 million, what, a couple of years back, then it would have been equal.
A couple of years back.
Well, population is through the roof at the minute, isn't it?
Is it?
Yeah, they would have added 2 million on it, unbelievably. That's crazy.
That is an amazing amount of saunas, yeah.
Finland have
can you have, can we for reference, can we find the population of Great Britain and the amount of saunas in Great Britain? Because I think that'd be good to know. But everyone's talking about saunas at the minute. You've seen this Andrew Huberman guy, haven't you?
No, go on, tell me.
He's like, every few years there's a new kind of doctor who also gets on with Joe Rogan.
There was David Tennant. No. Peter Capaldi.
Who's the new one, Ethan?
Nishigatwa, is it?
Bloody hell. Well done. Great knowledge. Yeah. Every new doctor. Just
no, I don't mean that. We had like your sort of your Jordan Peterson. He kind of cropped up.
Even loves him.
Then you had, you know, you've got what's that guy who loves ancient Egypt but says it's 20 million years old.
Yeah, he's off his head, isn't he?
And now we've got the sort of the new one.
What's the new one on about?
Andrew Huberman. But he's a psychologist? No,
he's
not a
psycho.
The what's the one? You're not a psychologist because that's someone that's like, oh, are you feeling upset?
Hypnotist.
A neuro
scientist.
There you go.
We got there.
He's on about the details. But basically, if you go in a sauna for about an hour a week, it reduces your chance of dying by like 70%. Genuinely, they're meant to be like the best thing ever for you because your body goes, I'm dying! And then he goes, no, it's not. And he goes, don't want to feel that again. I'll do anything not to feel
what
that.
What do you mean it reduces likelihood of dying?
You talk so much shit.
Okay,
I'm not Googling.
I'll do it then.
Does a sauna reduce you? Well, you got hit by a bus. No, I can't get hit by a bus today because I was in the sauna this morning. You talk shit. Go on, Google this. It's a very Google-heavy episode.
It is, actually. But that's because we're actually pumping people full of knowledge for once.
Right, also, I've got to say, we watched Google that. Steam rooms are a load of shit.
What?
Steam rooms are a bit shit.
Here we go. There is a 40% decrease in all-cause mortality, so everything, even being hit by a car.
No, I'm not having it. Also, right. Your number 40 is less than my number 3 million.
Well, that's one of the stupidest things you've ever said.
No.
If you go into a sauna 5 to 7 times per week.
That's a lot, isn't it?
Yeah, exactly. The sauna must be over 174 degrees for 20 to 30 minutes per session, 5 to 7 times per week. And you will reduce your chances of every single type of death, including choking on a chicken bone, by 40%.
Okay. Where's our nearest sauna then?
I don't know. But this kind of looks like one, doesn't it?
It does look
Imagine
like
we turn the studio into a sauna.
Yeah. Oof.
I'd love a sauna at home, you know.
It'd be good. That's kind of
amazing, wouldn't it? That's something that Kramer from Seinfeld would do, isn't it? He'd come in and he'd just turn his whole living room into a sauna.
Do you like a spa then? Spa
I
weekend.
Love it.
Really?
Joe, I love it!
Have you got any?
I love it!
When was the last time you went?
Me and Lizzie went for our anniversary, didn't we? That's where I first invented my new curry routine. 8 poppadoms and a lamb chop curry.
Did it have a sauna there?
Well, you're talking 25 metre pool, fast lane, slow lane, party lane. No, it said it on the wall.
You don't read the wall, do you?
What do you mean you don't? What does that mean? Look at you, going round, showing off that you don't read the wall.
What do you mean you read the wall?
When I read the wall.
Why would you read the wall?
Do you know when you go on a big walk, do you read the wall there?
No.
You don't read the wall.
What do you mean read the wall?
When it says the birds you might find in this area, here's the view, north, south, east, west. You might be able to see, you know, Cheadle Hume in the distance.
I just want to know if it's deep or not.
Yeah, well, it tells you the depth as well. No diving. All sorts, but I love reading the wall. 25 metres, fantastic, great length. It also had a steam room and it had a sauna in there, and we were in it, in, out, in, yeah, out, nice, the whole time. And my favourite thing in the world, because, you know, like, there's a few crimes that are actually fun enough to be worth the risk.
Yeah.
Downloading films.
Oh.
No.
Oh, sorry.
Just regular stuff. That's a good one. That's a fun one.
But that's quite 2012, isn't it?
What, downloading films? Downloading software. Give me Photoshop on the free. Yes, please. Yeah. Allegedly. But the third one I love, and the greatest crime of all, is going straight from the sauna straight into the swimming pool. No shower in between.
Oh,
I ain't rinsing shit. I am not rinsing shit.
You're disgusting.
No, I'll go straight from the sauna, work up a bead, get out, straight into the swimming pool. Yeah, I'm not rinsing. That pool's going to rinse me off. It's full of chlorine.
Yeah, it is. It's not fun, is it?
But you don't like us. Me and Lizzie love it.
I tell you what, I like a good steam room, but there was one point where everyone, here's the thing, you've got to work on, there's no relaxing in steam rooms because you're working on other people's timelines. Someone's just come in, someone's about to leave, someone's halfway through it, someone's 2 minutes in. So then the door's constantly going, there's no steam left. We were sat in a slightly warm room at one point.
Yeah.
With a little bit of steam at the top.
I told you what happened to Lizzie in the steam room once, didn't I?
Huh?
Lizzie was, this was just before we met each other. She was in the steam room and she just like go in there relaxing. She loves it. But she accidentally fell asleep in there.
Oh, fucking hell.
And you know sometimes when you wake up from a nap and you feel like too hot and groggy and like gross? Imagine that, but you've woke up and you're literally in a room that's 140 degrees. So she woke up, first of all, she was like, and like gasping for air.
Oh, yeah.
And everyone was looking at her like, oh my God, is she okay? And she sort of panicked and thought, fucking, I'm too hot. Poured her water over her head.
That was
orange
warm.
Juice.
Oh, no! No!
Just put a fucking orange and mango tropical over her head. A litre straight over her head. She had the stickiest thing. It just smelled like...
Oh, my God. What a...
I know.
We
covered in it straight in the pool.
Went to a gym when we were like 13, 14. Do you know when you want to get in shape and that? You know?
Yeah.
I was in shape one day. And the steam room was really fucking good.
Yeah.
But it had this weird thing near the sauna, which was like a bucket full of like ice that used to just fall from the sky.
What?
You ever seen this?
Ice,
and it would be collect like crushed ice, and people would like throw it on their heads when they come out the sauna.
Wow, that's a really good one.
Yeah,
never heard that.
A friend of mine was like, right, I'm gonna fucking... Steve's just gone in that sauna there. Andy was like, right, I'm gonna get some fucking ice, like get in the steam room, just fucking bang like that. Just
this is why they don't have this everywhere, isn't it? Because young men have snowball fights with ice.
Bang, gets it in, loves it. Get him.
Pack it. Put a stone in the middle. Kill him.
Yeah. Fucking lobbed it. Bang. Wasn't Steve. He couldn't see him. Some guy enjoying himself was like, what the fuck is going on here? Fuming. So overall, lovely trip. I had a great lamb shank.
Yeah, you messaged me about this lamb shank.
When was the last time we had a lamb shank?
I know exactly when it was. It was Adam Dobbs' 16th birthday, I think.
You've not had a lamb shank? I know he's
I had a lamb shank in 15 30. Years. 14 years.
Really?
No. I think it was his.
Why?
So, or maybe Ross's birthday.
Hold on. Oh. You had a lamb shank at 16?
Well, it's not like...
I don't think lamb shanks
it's not like a packet
lattos.
Of Marlboro Lights. What do you mean? Oh, yeah,
it's
I had a lamb shank.
Quite a mature
I had a cigarette and
eat.
I had a scratch card.
It's quite a mature thing to eat. Like, I don't think I touched risotto till... Nah, fuck off. Risotto till I was 24.
Risotto.
You can't tell me you had risotto when you were 16.
I think risotto might be the worst food on earth.
Don't.
It is precisely what risotto is rice pudding with mushrooms in it. And who thinks that's a good idea? All of those rice-based dishes, risotto, paella.
Oh, no, don't slag off paella.
I think biryani, get out of town.
You can fuck off.
Get out of town.
No, biryani.
Biryani's the best of the bad bunch.
You've not had a good biryani.
I have.
Paella. I agree with you on risotto.
Boring. I don't like foods where every mouthful is exactly the same.
But it's
and you
not
can't help
because
yourself.
How can you have a chorizo and prawn paella and say every mouthful's the same?
Because it is.
No, because one mouthful you might have chorizo, the other one you might have prawns.
No. Not
Ethan?
No, I agree with you, Drew. I think...
Oh, right. Which one?
Risotto is the worst offender
which
of the
one?
Three. Risotto is terrible. It's just so boring. And I've only been to a Michelin-star restaurant once in my entire life. I've been once. It was for someone's birthday. It was my ex's birthday. And it was paid for. Right? I went one time and I thought, You know what? I've slagged off risotto all this time. Maybe I've just had bad risotto. I got the risotto at this place.
I'm not having it.
It was literally a Michelin star risotto, Joe.
I'm not having it.
It was bang average.
Why does it keep being made then?
What?
Why?
Well, there's loads of shit food that keeps being made.
Why does it keep being made?
There's loads of bad food that keeps being made.
I don't agree with you. I agree risotto is shit most of the time.
Right.
A Michelin star one must have been nice.
It tasted nice. Nothing above that. Fine out of 10.
What, biryani? Biryani's,
biryani's better because there is a bit of a mix going on. You can have different mouthfuls. Biryani, maybe I should take that back. But paella and risotto, give me a break.
What do you think, Ethan?
I used to live off these packets of risotto from Aldi that was 60 pence. And you just had to add hot water to it, and I used to eat them.
Can we have, but we didn't even have any hot water, so we just added piss.
You got a...
I ate that for 2 years. Why is your culinary history so depressing?
Wait till you hear about recent adventures.
What's happened?
What's happened? Oh, is this the chicken?
Yeah.
What's happened now?
Oh, I think I might have told you this, Drew, as well. I didn't know that a butterfly chicken is a cut. I thought it was a part of the chicken.
Where did you think the butterfly chicken lived?
Well, I just thought it might be a slice of meat around the wing, because of like butterfly, kind of like flying, kind of. You know what I mean?
But chicken has come into your life, hasn't it, Ethan?
Ah, yes. Well, I do this thing, you see, where I find something and I stick with it. Mm. I don't like change. You may remember the fish cake era. Then it went up to £3.40 at Tesco, which I thought was a little bit too outrageous. But actually, this week it's on the club card, so you can get it for £2.45.
Back on the fish cakes.
Yeah, so it's more reasonable again now, so I might start going back to it. Yeah. But as it stands, I'm on the chicken breasts, which right. I think you can get two for around £2.90, I think.
So is that, you're having two in a meal, or you're having one in a meal?
I have one in a meal, but I have the same meal about four times a week.
Talk us through it.
It's like you've voluntarily live in a prison, you know.
No.
You're not allowed your own bathroom. You can't... What happened before? You're not allowed in the fridge or something?
I'm allowed in the fridge.
Oh, right. I thought everything was, like, locked off and, like...
Not banned from the fridge.
No, but he's not allowed to touch anything.
No, I'm allowed. The freezer is full. It looks a bit like Jeffrey Dahmer's freezer, because Patterson has got loads of breasts in there, so it's just full at the top.
Human?
Oh, no, sorry. Chicken breast.
Okay, thank God. So I just got to ask. So what are you on now then? What's your sort of nightly routine now?
I'll go in and I'll make sure if I've got enough breasts in the fridge. If I've got enough breasts in the fridge, I'll not go to Tesco, but if not...
Right, let's assume you've got the food.
Please, let him carry on, Joe, please. Let him
Everyone thought you'd had a
People
stroke
love
the other
this
day.
Bit. This is my favourite bit. I was listening at home to Ethan's... to Ethan's story about the escape room, and honestly, I couldn't breathe.
Right, okay. So you're at home now. What's next? You need to find out whether there's breast.
So we'll say for the scenario to save time, that I've got some breasts in.
No, let's assume that you haven't. Then what do you do?
Then, well.
Do you mind if I have a nap while you do this?
No, just
wait up when he's done.
Just. Whack my coat on, pop round the corner, go to Tesco.
Shoes on or?
Pick up, yeah.
Oh, why didn't you mention it?
Bleeding dude about a coat.
No, I've got everything on. Pop to Tesco, get me breasts.
Are they skinless?
It's just a pure... Just a breast of nothing, just a breast.
Has it got the skin on it?
No.
Okay.
And then go back home.
Struggling with that question so much.
No, and then it's just the same routine all the time. So I do the butterfly cut now because Adam taught me how to do that, and I know that's not just a part of the chicken now. So I do that.
For anyone who doesn't know, what is the butterfly cut?
So you put the chicken down on the cutting board, and you just cut with your knife across the chicken about halfway. Then it opens up. You see, give it a bit of a rub.
Looks interesting when it opens up, doesn't it, Ethan? What does it look like?
Well, you could say a butterfly, couldn't you?
Mm.
A bit morbid, vagina. That actually, isn't it? A bit morbid that we're trying
What's
to
morbid
say.
That you call it a butterfly, but the chicken gets off quite easily from you.
Well, yeah, so we've killed the chicken and we've cut up a bit of it and we're seeing it now looks like another animal. It is a bit twisted, that, isn't it? It's a bit sick, actually. Anyway, so we'll cut it up, we'll flatten it out, and then I'll get the Nando's peri-peri salt, rub that in on both sides. A lot of washing your hands, I must say. Yeah. Wash your hands about 5 or 6 times in between this because you accidentally put your other hand on the chicken and you can't pick up the salt now because you've touched the chicken. Wash it again and you do the same thing before you put the sauce on. I put the sauce on.
No stone left unturned in this fucking story, is there?
No, sorry, I'll try to be quick. But what I do is, tactically, I try and have a Nando's every 10 days and I steal...
Tactical. I try and have a Nando's every 10 days. Yeah. A tactical Nando's.
And then when I go to the Nando's to pick it up, because I do the collection one, I go to the pot and I take about 10 sauces out, and that's my sauces for the week.
What, the big bottles?
No, so the sachets. So I take about 10 sachets.
Hold on, who's that guy walking out the restaurant? All the fucking bottles.
Cling, 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 cling. They said they were free.
And just have it with rice or something.
So now, what does he do with this bottle? Yeah. Sorry, I didn't even say that.
So I take all the sachets, and then that's my collection until the next time I need to go to Nando's. Mm. Then I go to Nando's again, and I'm sorted, and I have the same meal again. So every time I have me chicken breasts with the Nando's hot sauce and the lemon and herb, if I want to mix it up, and then I've got me... what do you call those peas, Joe? Mengentout.
Hold on. No, they're not called Mengentown.
Sorry, are you trying to say Monge 2?
Ah, Monge 2, that's it, Monge 2. The green bean ones, yeah? The peas, sorry, they've got the peas in the pod.
Why are you having Monge 2
Mengentown
peas?
To you!
Mengentown peas!
So I have the Monge 2, and I have corn, and maybe some more Monge 2. Awesome.
So your
broccoli.
Meal is chicken breast.
What do you mean?
Munch two, corn.
Sorry.
Munch
how
two
can
again.
You possibly say more munch two? You never gave us a unit.
Well, okay.
You can't say I have some munch two, some corn, and some more munch two.
Well, let's
just include that in the original description of munch two.
Sorry, Drew. It's the do 3 for 2 on the club card.
How are you spelling two? 3 for T-O-U-T.
No, they do the 3. Vegetables for 2, so you can probably get a few meals out of them across the week as well. Yeah, and then it's the same, but it's apparently quite good for you. But yeah, I have chips with it every time.
So is your how close
chips
to yours?
With it every time.
How close to yours in quality is how close is yours in quality to the Nando's version?
Oh, every day is an improvement.
But
because I grill it in the George Foreman grill. And I'm not scared now because usually I used to just get worried about the chicken, so I'd just flog it to death and make it. It would taste horrible,
like
but I just wanted to make
cracker.
Sure.
You make it taste horrible.
Yeah, just because I was worried about it being pig, so I'd whack it in for like 12 minutes.
Well, the butterfly obviously reduces the chance there, doesn't it?
Cause it's yeah, so, exactly. Yeah.
Yeah, but again, is yours as good as Nando's or no?
I didn't answer you. Chips are. McCain's chips, which is what Nando's use.
And you use Nando's sauce, so you're pretty much there.
And I use the peri salt.
Which he's getting for free.
What Mitchell peas do you use?
What?
Mangentown peas do you use?
Just that test.
So you're having that 4 to 6 times a week,
fuck
are you?
Me.
Yeah.
Right, well,
that
good
took
luck.
A while, didn't it?
You said you were annoyed with something and you wanted to talk about it.
When did I say that?
Were you talking?
Oh, yeah.
On in the live show.
I need to talk to you.
And then you went, I'm annoyed.
Yeah, so I don't know if anyone listened to the last podcast.
I've got a comment here that you... Have you read?
Where you saw... No, I ain't read it.
About these testosterone things.
Well, I've got a comment as well from my mother on Facebook who says, do not take penis steroids, Joe Smith, or any steroids. This is your mother speaking. Why should I even have to say that? Why should she even have to say that, Joe? I think that's a question for you to answer.
Because I was like a rat in a trap.
Yeah.
I was caught. And do you know what I've started to do, Joe?
Well, you said
I've
you want to talk about this.
I'm ready to turn a corner.
Right. What corner
not,
do you think...
Not physically, fuck that.
No,
ready
corner,
to turn.
Physically.
Oh, I love a corner.
What corner do you think you should turn?
I'm ready to appreciate life more.
No.
Yeah, I am.
Right.
I've started to really appreciate the little things. And I'm going to let things go. And I'm just going to stop being a sore loser.
Okay, that's nice.
Because I'm going to appreciate life more.
Right. And maybe appreciate yourself a little bit more.
I do.
Instead of ignoring your weaknesses and letting them control you, face them, accept them, and work around them. That might be a nice way to do things.
I don't know if that really works.
That works.
I face my weaknesses. Mm-hmm. What is my weaknesses like? Loving a drink? So what? Go to the pub more?
No.
What comment?
Struggling to take criticism.
Okay.
Being a sore loser.
Do you struggle to take criticism?
Oh, yeah.
Here he is. Yeah, you do a little bit. But don't go...
Okay.
But don't say, I don't struggle. Say,
I do struggle.
What? I struggle to take criticism. I'm a sore loser. And then we can build some steps so that you might not be in the future.
Are we all going to do this?
Oh, see this.
No.
Reflection. Now, what are you going to... This is textbook.
Someone's deleting this the steroid comment.
This is textbook.
Someone's deleting
this. Are we all going to do it, or is it just me again?
No. Oh, yeah. Found it. I'm well up for it.
Oh, yeah.
Well up for it.
What are you up for?
Just admitting my wrongs.
Yeah.
Like we'll all do. We'll do. Facing it head on.
Mm.
And, you know, not being a sore loser anymore.
That's nice, that.
Is anyone else going to throw what they're going
to
do?
No, me and Ethan, we've got our own issues to work through, but that's not for now. For now, it's about you, Joe.
Leon's been in touch.
Okay. What, the train station adjacent restaurant?
How did you know? Anavar
is a good reference.
Is an estrogen-based hormone.
Mm-hmm.
It will not make your penis bigger or smaller. It will just simply shrink. It'll just simply shrink your balls, making your dick look bigger. You will also lose your hair and grow fat nipples. Trust me, I know.
It is true that. Like, what if the balls shrunk but the penis then looks bigger? Do you know what? I'll take it.
Would you?
Life is about perspective, Joe. Whether that be you seeing a new perspective on your own sort of mental flaws,
to this new me.
Or whether that is, you know, I've seen someone once have a tattoo that looked like a sort of endless pit, the way it was kind of drawn and the lines on it. It still looks like it.
Yeah.
So it's like a mirage, isn't it? That still will trigger, a kind of, what would you say, someone in the desert or whatever. So if I can make some sort of mirage go on down there, where they go, well, there's no way his balls are 3 millimetres across. Do you know what I mean? They must be average size.
Yeah.
So, wow, that's one hell of a pee. That could be a thing. Do you know what I mean?
It could be, yeah.
Because no one's going to go, well, look how small his balls are. His penis is bang average. No. They're going to assume that the balls are average and the penis is gargantuan.
Wow.
What do you make of that? And in terms of what was the word? Plump nipples?
Plump nipples. Fat nipples.
Take it.
Should we do the 9 out of 10 club?
Yeah, let's do it.
Let's do it right
then.
You've
been very secretive here.
Well, because I think recently what we've been doing is obviously taking in suggestions from the public, and we always want them. sloppyjoespodcast@gmail.com. Right. We are working through the everlasting list. So many good suggestions coming in. But we don't have the element of surprise anymore.
Mm.
And that's what I wanted to bring back today.
I don't know what to do.
I didn't tell you what it is, I didn't tell what Ethan is, and an element of surprise. Mac Miller. Is that really? Is that a made up name?
And he's dead.
What?
How is he not dead, Mac Miller?
Who?
Mac Miller, he's not dead.
Mac. The rapper.
Yeah.
Oh, but dead. He spelled it with an M-A-C-K, and the rapper who is sadly dead is M-A-C.
Mm.
He's been in touch and says, Sloppy Joes, there is only one thing you need to try at the minute. This is something that you've not tried, but is now considered one of the best fast food items on the market, however, a little bit more expensive. Ladies and gentlemen, Miller asked us to try Five Guys.
Oh!
The double bacon cheeseburger.
Interesting.
Now, I only got one, it's quite expensive.
Interesting this. Because there have been some burger controversies on this channel.
This is the one. I'm going to slowly...
How about we cut it up before we're eating from that same horrible thing?
Okay.
You're so weird.
I'm not weird.
Right, then get us a knife then, Ethan.
You've never got an illness from sharing food with someone.
Get us a knife and we'll do it. Right, so ladies and gentlemen, in front of me, unfortunately, is a half an hour old.
Can we put it in the middle so people can see it?
Put it into thirds, yeah?
Very well prepared.
Five Guys.
So what's on there? I'm seeing lettuce,
onions, I kept it simple in case the toppings filled up. There's some chips. Even your chip.
Aye.
Lettuce, onions. Oh, chips are good. Tomato sauce and that.
Now, I've always said that Five Guys, I think, is the best takeaway burger. I think it's better than, what's that one? Burger Gasm or whatever it's called.
Yeah.
Burger, isn't
it? Well, we'll find out. Ethan, come around this way. Put it on a wide. So I've gone simple. I've just got onions, lettuce, ketchup and mayo. Mm-hmm. So we're going to take a little bit of this.
Oh my God, it's getting away from me. There we go.
Go on, Ethan. What's up with you? Oh, here we go. Oh, there's bacon on it as well. And we're back after devouring a Five Guys. And let's just say this. We put it into thirds. I could have easily just done one of them by myself. Yeah.
It was gone in about 14 seconds, wasn't it?
Well, you were animals.
The only problem with it is, and I don't know if this is your fault or their fault, but either way, don't matter, there was no sauce on it.
So I 100% kick sauce. I'm a saucy guy.
So I would like, ideally, mustard, ketchup and mayo on my burger.
You won't have all three.
Yeah, of course.
Excuse me. You'd have mustard, ketchup and mayo.
Well, that's what burger sauce is. With a bit of pickle in there. So yeah, I'd like all three, please.
But it's not mixed well, is it?
Well, it gets mixed up in the mouth.
Okay.
In the mouth, pestle and mortar. But that's a great burger.
It is a great burger.
Definitely the best chain burger, definitely.
Yeah.
Can we all agree on that?
Yeah.
Just to start things off?
100% the best chain burger.
And it's the most
burger.
Expensive, so it ought to be the best.
Yeah, quality but is there.
That's better than anything from McDonald's, better than anything from Burger King. Is it 9 out of 10? It's hard, isn't it? Because I have to imagine there's extra flavours on
imagine the sauce. That. Imagine the sauce, right? And then go from there.
I think that's better than burgerism. It just is. The bacon is crisp. That is one thing that you don't get a lot of places. Yeah. The bacon crumbles almost, which you need. Because if you've got this wobbly bacon, you bite it and you're pulling like loads of lettuce out and all that with it. I'm sick of that. I think it's excellent. Really, really good burger.
Yeah.
The bread is always good. It travels quite well.
And there's something great about the first reveal. Of it being really tightly like packed in, and the cheese is melted on the side, and it looks a bit squished, but it tastes. I might have to get another one after this.
It looks so American, doesn't it? Should we go and get one?
It does look unbelievable.
I need to get some food after this. I'm
imagining now with a little bit of sauce, and I honestly think it is 9 out of 10.
Have you had their hot dog from there as well?
It's fucking unbelievable.
The hot dog's unbelievable.
Hot dog is incredible.
Have you had the hot dog from Five Guys, Ethan?
I wouldn't think about ordering the hot dog if I wasn't Five
Guys. Oh my God, it's so flavoursome.
What about Five Guys for you, Ethan?
Well, what does Five Guys mean to me?
No one asked you that, but yeah, answer that question.
Well, you see, it's a rarity. When I won the Employee of the Month at my workplace,
where'd you work?
Stretford Paddock. Drew is my boss. he put me. Well, I got elected as Employee of the Month, and I picked Five Guys as my place of
is that a reward.
Reward. Yeah.
You get to have a meal that you want.
Oh,
a meal on the house. You know, they still pay for it. But we just allow you to bring in other food.
When do you do Employee of the Month? How often do you do Employee of the Month?
Are you out of your stupid mind?
Because all that, you've only got two employees.
Is it? No, we haven't.
Who have you? How many employees you got?
Four.
Three.
Four, actually.
Who?
Well, I don't want to list everyone, but you, the three you're thinking of, and other social media people.
Oh yeah.
Right.
So you're bound to win it three times. If you don't win that minimum three times in a year, you don't.
Yeah, Ethan's won it once so far. And I'll be honest, we need to announce March, and it's not looking good. So he's got to pull his finger out if he wants another Five Guys, because we'll be down to three guys if he's not careful.
Very good.
Thank you.
What does it mean to you, Ethan?
Well, I was just going to suggest, actually, Drew, if you wanted to give me the one for the month just gone, and then if you and Drew go to Five Guys, you could bring me one back.
Yeah, if you were to have won Marches, we'll bring you one back.
Yep.
That can be the reveal. If I come back to the studio in an hour's time with a Five Guys, you won it. If I don't, you didn't.
I've not won ever.
No, you don't say. Really, is this how he finds out?
He's not.
Right, what is it? Let's go for it. Ethan, go.
Well, it's a very tasty burger, isn't it? And I must say, I know the fries aren't up for nomination here, but don't they taste like popcorn?
Nope.
No, they don't. Not at all.
Well, it gives you the feel.
No. Let me just stop this right now. There is no way on earth.
They fry them in peanut oil, don't they?
That chips from Five Guys taste like popcorn?
I think they do.
No. What part of them do you think they do?
Probably the chips.
What does that mean?
The chips part.
The chip part.
Right. Mm-hmm. Is the burger in the 9 out of 10 club for you?
Yes.
Ooh. 100%.
Do you think?
100%. It's 9 out of 10. It is 9 out of 10. I'm sorry, but it's just up there. It is up there.
It's really good.
And the consistency is key. Yeah. You'll go there and it never lets you down.
For me, it's so close.
What?
It's my favourite. I realise as I get older, I have a little issue with burgers. I think it's a food with...
Burger nips. Do you have an issue with them as well?
No. I think it's an issue with a somewhat low ceiling. With a somewhat low ceiling. I think it's very good. Burgers are never lower than a 5 out of 10. You can't have an awful burger, really, unless it's, like, raw. But I don't think they can ever be like, oh, my God, it's changed my world. And I think for that reason, I think it's not quite 9 out of 10 for me. It's 8.5, 8.6.
Does it get in, then?
It does. 2 out of 3 is enough. Right, and obviously, okay, you've got the 3 out of 4 at home. So, burger, Five Guys is in. But I'm realising as I get older, the burger is a limited piece.
It is. Couple of Ask Ethans before you wrap things up.
I'd love to.
Crisps or chocolate, Ethan? That's from Charlotte Troy.
Crisps.
Mm. Favourite crisp?
Pom Bears.
God. Fuck me.
The choice of a child.
Francis.
I'm joking. It's not Pom Bears. That's just the most crisp I had. Snaps. Probably ready salted hula hoops.
Oh, nice.
Probably the best ready salted, actually.
Any fashion tips from Francis? He says, Ethan, have you got any fashion tips for me?
I look a bit of a scruff at the minute, Francis, but what I love to wear is a quarter zip, and a lot of people online say that's very Tory, but I just think it's quite nice and casual, and also a little bit smart at the same time.
If only we had a term for that type of dress, something that involved the words, like you said, casual and smart all at once. Simply, I guess, we could never do something like that, but yeah, you've invented that.
It's a really good balance of things, Francis. So if you could go down that kind of like theme, that would be nice. I only own a couple of pairs of trainers. That changed recently when my mum bought me some Vans. They were half price in the shop in Newcastle in the Van shop, so she got them from there. And I wish I had more pairs of jeans, because I've got a few pairs, but I only wear two pairs of them. So I have to put on a wash more frequently than not.
How often do you wash your jeans?
I probably wear my jeans like maybe 3 times each before
I wash. Is that it? You should wear your jeans like a lot, shouldn't they? I mean, the guy...
Like expensive jeans, you don't really wash them.
Yeah.
You're not really meant to wash jeans that much. 3 times?
Yeah.
How sweaty are your legs?
Well, I just drop stuff on them.
Right. Yeah, fair enough.
Yeah, just this one.
So his fashion tip there was, yeah. I need more pairs of jeans.
Yeah.
Good.
Ethan, this is from Nathan. Do you ever have a sit down wee?
Sorry, just to finish on the last one. The man from Costa really liked my glasses the other day, but I don't know if I said that on here. But it was a really nice compliment.
What did he say?
He said, your glasses are really nice and cool. And it really made my day. And the woman in front of us in the queue turned around. She went, ooh. I went, that doesn't happen often. She went, I bet it doesn't.
So she didn't compliment them as well.
No, she remarked on the surprise that someone else would compliment your glasses.
Yeah.
She went, yeah, I bet it fucking done.
Yeah, kind of brought me back down to earth again. But do I have a sit down wee? Yes.
How? Like, do you want to expand?
Well, sometimes when it does expand, you have to sit down, don't you? Because
how do you tackle having a wee with an erection?
Who's got the erection?
You.
Me.
I've not got the erection.
Okay.
Do you wait or do you sort of angle it down?
Not that. Neither of the two. Luckily for me, fortunately for me, I've got a bath next to the toilet. So if that's the case, I can't get like... Because you have to like lean forward a bit, don't you?
Do you piss in the bath?
I'll just stand in the bath and just do it straight up like that.
Wow. Good going, really.
Why not?
Enjoy those moments, because once your penis gets bigger, you won't be able to do them.
No, that's true.
You do it next door neighbour's
bath. I'll have to like reel it in like a sort of fireman's hose. I've got it on a little dolly.
Ethan, what's your tactic?
I just sit down and just press it down.
No, you don't. If you've got an erection, you press it down or underneath the toilet seat.
Just
sort of stuff it in.
Does it not touch the toilet seat?
The water sometimes, that's a bit gross, isn't it?
Yeah, fuck off. Does it touch the water?
Dickhead. How are you sitting on the toilet like that? Face down. Right, everyone, that has been the Sloppy Joe's podcast. Make sure you go and grab some live show tickets.
I need more food, I'm so hungry.
Sorry for coughing on the microphone.
Yeah,
I'm going to make you some treats in a second for another podcast that we'll be doing that you'll see in whenever you see it. Go get live show tickets and tell us if you've got a talent.
Yeah, thank you very much.
Right, bye everyone.
Bye.
Bye.
Wave Ethan, come on.
Bye.